What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. What happens after the game wraps up, either when the day is done or the professional career is done? We'll take a look at what your favorite athletes are doing when they aren't in the game. Now, here is your host, Lamar Campbell.
Welcome to Life After the Game, LATG Radio, coming to you live from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Give them a call at 1-800-TV-RADIO or visit them on the web at www.gocsb.com. The 2013 season of LATG Radio is underway with my engineer, Nathan Lewis. Nathan, tell me something good, man. Good to be back in the studio with you.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, the new season's here. I'm ready to roll. Maybe I was sleeping at the wheel a moment ago, but I'm back on it now.
Hey, man, it's Friday for everybody, man. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, man. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it at all. You know, we had a great offseason. You know, we had a great Super Bowl. We had an NFL draft. I had a chance to actually be in New York. And I definitely want to give a shout-out to Bowling Green University. I had a chance to go there last week for the first initial NFL sports journalism boot camp. And what we had the opportunity to do was actually work with the likes of a Peter King and a Bucky Brooks and some of those guys as far as on the writing side. Because as we know, this is about transition. LATG Radio is about making that next step. And this is a journey that I've constantly been on as well, too. But when you get a chance to get it from the guys that have been through it, it's just amazing, this journalism game. And tell us a little bit about, you know, how you got started, Nathan, and for all our new listeners.
Well, me, it was pretty much, I guess, a crossroads kind of situation.
Right.
I wanted to go to school, but I needed an incentive to really go, something that I would really be passionate about. Not
right.
Just to sit some four-year university and talk about Shakespeare and know that's not going to get me a job.
Right.
Then I heard this ad on the radio for Connecticut School of Broadcasting. And I'm like, hey. But actually, I ignored it a couple times. But then I kept hearing it. I kept seeing it. Like, you know what? It keeps calling me. I got to answer this call.
Right.
And I was
right.
Like, right. I came to school here and applied myself. I studied. I learned. And I'm a sports guy. I'm passionate about sports. And
right.
I really want to be a part of sports. And that was the main focus. But when I got here, I'm like, you know what? They teach you all facets of this game.
Right.
All areas. I think I need to learn this.
Right.
And I took my time. And yeah, I was good in some areas. I needed a little more work in other areas. And I did that. I got more work in those other areas that I was kind of weak on. And I got stronger. And obviously, the areas I'm really good at, got great at. So.
Right.
Connecticut School of Broadcasting, if you really are serious and passionate about being in a sports school, or just journalism, period. Because if you heard the last news lately, ESPN, they laid off about 400
people. About 400 people, exactly. Yes. About 400 people.
When you're someone who's educated and trained in the field of just journalism, period, when something like that happens to you, you're not left naked.
Right.
And nowhere to go and nothing to do because you didn't take everything seriously.
So. Right. And this is definitely a huge journey for me. You know, we had a great group of guys at the sports journalism boot camp. Of course, Atlanta Falcons own Ovi Magelli was there. Charlie Batch was there. Eric Crouch, Heisman winner, Brendan Abenjayo from the Baltimore Ravens. So we had a lot of guys there who had been in journalism, had a chance to write, and just separating ourselves from being a talking head. If you can actually write and do radio and do television, you somewhat set yourself apart from a lot of guys. We had great instructors there. We had Jason Romano from ESPN, Matt Chatham from New England, and he's a New England guy, former player. Brain, Harvard, a businessman. He just does a lot of things, and it helps you control, and it helps you wonder, and it helps you look at what's available out there for you other than being a talking head on television as well.
Yeah, you should. You want to be a talking head. Those shows do not last.
Right. They never do. They never do. And that's something that we definitely want to take a look at moving forward. So Welcome back, LATG Radio. Just joining me, Lamar Campbell, Nathan Lewis here, broadcasting you live from Connecticut School of Broadcast. We're going to have a great show for you today. A very important topic we talked about a little bit earlier today. Nathan, we talked about the workman's comp case in California. Extremely, extremely important. There's a workman's comp case out in California where a lot of professional athletes file for workman's comp, which is the right of every professional. However, the NFL owners are trying to block our workman's comp's benefits. So we're going to have the opportunity to have Mel Owens on today. He's going to give us a little bit of insight on what's going on there in Sacramento, and I'm not talking about the Kings. When we come back, LATG Radio, we're going to have Mel Owens with us. Stay tuned.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with K. Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish. Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need to fish his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
This is Kurt Schilling, and this is My Life After the Game.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Life After the Game, LATG Radio. This segment is brought to you by the success of real estate. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or lease residential or luxury commercial real estate in Atlanta, visit www.successofrealestate.com. Always a pleasure to have a Michigan man on the show. Even though I'm a Badger, Nathan, I have Big Ten love. I think Michigan's going to do something, but this man is a very important person in our fight against AB 1309, a bill to ban workman's comp against football players in Sacramento, California. And I have the pleasure of bringing Mel Owens on. Mel, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Lamar. But, you know, going back to the Michigan-Wisconsin thing, you're too young, but when I went there, we almost could mail that game in. I never lost to the Badgers. And my very first game in the history of Michigan, we played you guys in Ann Arbor and beat you, I think, like 70-3 or something.
I'll just rub it in.
But you know what, though? You're a Big Tenner, you know, and it says a lot.
Right. It takes a different kind of man to play Big Ten ball. I try to tell these SEC guys that all the time down here in Atlanta. For those of you who don't know, Mel with the 9th overall pick in the 1981 NFL draft by the LA Rams, where he spent his entire 10-year career as a pro. And for those of you that don't know, 10-year careers don't come around often in the NFL, Mel, so definitely congratulations to that. But it seems like we have a bigger fight on our hands with AB 1309 in California. And definitely want you to have an opportunity for you to explain to all of our listeners what exactly is AB 1309 and how it affects us athletes.
Well, just briefly, and I guess we can get into a little more detail as we move through the topic. What this is Assembly Bill 1309 introduced in California by the major league sports leagues, but spearheaded by the NFL. And what this does, it seeks to eliminate workers' compensation for out-of-state players who come into California and get hurt. What this would do would change the entire landscape of workers' rights across the United States, because, as you know, anybody who travels in and out of states deals with interstate commerce, and they have the same rights as any other worker that comes in and out of the state. Mm-hmm. So what they're trying to do is limit the ability of NFL and Major League sports players to file in California. And the reason why, on its face, is that they don't want guys coming in and filing many years later. Because in California, we have what they call a notice requirement, whereas the employer has the responsibility to tell the employee, you have rights to workers' compensation. If they do not tell the employee, you have rights to workers' compensation, the statute of limitations does not begin to run. And if it does not begin to run, it's told. So when it's told, you can come back many years later and file your claim, unlike a lot of other states where it's usually 1 or 2 year statute, hard and fast. So if you miss it, then it's over. The NFL wants to stop that in California.
Wow, that's awesome. And Mel Owens, if you're just tuning in, NBO Sports. Listen, Mel, as we know, injuries, then the highest bill that a lot of athletes will pay will be our insurance costs as life goes on. You're not making those huge contracts anymore, and those insurance bills are continuously high. I know I'm 36 years old now. My insurance premium is extremely high, and I know I'm just starting to feel the effects of playing the game. How important, and what do you say to the people out there, the nation, that say we're just out looking for a check, when in reality, it's definitely necessary for a lot of our guys out here that need these medical helps. When you have Earl Campbell, one of the greatest players to ever play the game, and he can't afford a knee surgery, that's a problem.
Well, Lamar, as you know, and all your listeners out there know, when it comes down to your health, it's basically a quality of life issue, period.
Right.
My quality is going to be different from your quality. You may have a family. You may have a young family. You may have grandchildren, guys who played in the league a long time ago. We never made millions of dollars. I played 10 years from 81 to 91. My entire career, I never made $1 million. I was a first-round draft pick, and I never made $1 million. My total career, I went through 2 strikes, never made $1 million. So this notion that people are making a lot of money out of the league, that's a mischaracterization of what's really happening. And like you just said earlier, your insurance costs are the most expensive part of your life going forward, especially if you play football, because you're going to have problems as you move forward. And as you know, as a player in the league that played, and then you're 36 now. These problems do not manifest themselves until much later on in life. There is a study that just came out about 6 months ago from NIOSH, N-I-O-S-H, which is the scientific arm of the government that oversees OSHA. They reported that the players are 4 times more likely to develop dementia. And they said in the response to the players who participated, and I was one of them, they said the reason they're doing it now is because these problems don't arise till much later on in life as a result of you playing. Mm-hmm. So the NFL knows that. Okay, so yes, the costs are going to be higher. And then they say, well, the players are coming to California just to get a paycheck. I did my claim a long time ago, maybe 20 years ago. What that allowed me to do was to buy a traction machine for my back and my neck. It allowed me to maintain my gym membership to keep my weight down, which obviously is a big factor in obesity, diabetes, and hypertension. It also allowed me to go to school and to better my life and to get good health afterwards. So, you know, the paycheck people talk about goes in a lot of different directions. It's just not like I get the money and I go spend it on something else, which actually helped me and my family with my quality of life, like I mentioned before. So this is not a money grab in California. This is about your health care. And if you want to use it in any way, shape, or form, you can. And there's also a medical benefit that has lifetime medical associated with workers' compensation. And a lot of guys opt for the lifetime medical, contrary to what's being said.
Right, obviously. If you just joined us at Mel Owens, NBO Law out of California. Mel, I had a great conversation with some of the younger guys. The average NFL career now used to be 3.5 years. It actually just dropped to 2.75 years. And these is enough for guys to I was fortunate enough to play 6 years, and I had medical benefits that actually covered me for the 5 years after I played. Now, when I left the game, I was 26 years old. I felt great. It seemed as soon as that benefit ran out, my body started falling apart. And I've been one of the biggest proponents here of AB 1309 and trying to get it out there in the media. And because of all the fine that NFL players have done, man, we've actually had some outside the line interviews, great email you sent out to all of us today here at the NFLPA chapter in Atlanta and around the country as well. We're here to fight. What more can we do to help get national notoriety to the fight that we're fighting and let everyone know it doesn't just affect football players. It affects all sports and all workman's comp laws in California.
Well, let's start from the last thing you said. It does affect all workers because now what the NFL wants to do is treat the same workers differently that come into California. So the truckers that come into California, they'd still be okay. Airline pilots, they'd still be okay. The only group they want to target and eliminate benefits for are the football players. So now it raises constitutional issues where now you're treating workers similarly situated and treating them differently. I travel from, let's say, if I played in New York, I came to California, and I work. Now you treat me differently than a driver who comes from New York to California. It has constitutional ramifications to it. What can you do? Well, what we've been saying is you have to call your congressperson in your district, your U.S. congressperson, and your senator, and tell them what's happening. I have a claim. This is what's happening. If I can't get workers' compensation, what should I do? Should I file for Social Security disability benefits from the U.S. government, and then I will be eligible for Medicare? Should I be doing that? Or is it the right thing to do for the NFL and their insurance companies to pay these benefits because these are work-related injuries that happened while I was working in California? And remember, all the guys that come to California and play, they pay taxes. So if you pay taxes, right. You're on equal footing with everybody else. They don't treat you by paying $5,000 in taxes differently than someone who paid $50,000 in taxes. You don't get more of your garbage picked up if you pay more, or you spend more time at the beach if you pay more. We're on equal footing. But now they want to change the rules of the game. And in a second, I'll get into what the real reason is behind AB 1309. But what you can do, you can call your congressperson and your senator and say, this is what's happening to me. This is what I think is going to happen. And now should I look for the federal government for help since I can't get workers' compensation that I already paid for?
Awesome. Mel Owens, MBO Law out in California. Mel, that's an interesting point. When we go to California, and I was explaining this to some other workers, co-workers of mine, we pay California state taxes, and then we leave. I believe it, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mel. I think I read a number that we bring in over $171 million in taxes per year for NFL seasons. Am I about correct in that assessment?
You're correct, but that was 2 years ago. Now they're saying in 2013 it'll be $300 million that the athletes will leave in California as a result of getting taxed. Now, I want to slip one more thing in there as we're talking about these taxes, how they treat people differently. You come into California, they'll tax you, and let's just say, you know, they'll say you make $1 million, which some guys do, some guys don't, but that's easy number to work the math on. They'll break that down in a day's pay or a week's pay when you come to California. So they'll tax you on your $1 million, and they'll take 14%. In California, we have, a 2% added millionaire tax. So if you make over $1 million, you get taxed 2% on top of that. Now, keep that in mind. You're going to get taxed when you come here and work and play. But does the owner get taxed on his millions? No. Does the doctors get taxed on their hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars that they work for the team? No. Do the trainers? No. They only segregate and punish and tax the players. Again, treating people differently by doing the same thing. But all we're doing is putting on an event in California, but we need the doctors, we need the trainers, we need the owners, we need the front office people to put the event on. Why are we, the players, only getting taxed and not the multi-billion dollar owners? So they're treating people differently in California, and that's a big question out there. Why are they treating people differently?
I mean, that's an amazing statistic, Mel. And I mean, when you look at, if you're just tuning in, Mel Owens, MBO Law, when you look at what we bring to the state of California, we look at the success of the NFL, when you look at everything else that we've been fighting the NFL on over the last couple of years, we got about 5 minutes left, so I definitely want you to be able to get to your parting shots. Why is it such a fight for the game that makes so much money for everyone else?
Okay, now this is where, if you want to take some notes, the audience want to take some notes, this is going to be the reason why they're fighting. The game is in jeopardy of taking a huge financial hit with the concussion lawsuit. Okay? Mm. And in order to prove that they're concussions, you got to prove that it happened on the job. As resulting concussions, because people can get concussions and nothing happens to them. You can get a car accident and nothing happens to you later on. You recover. But the players are saying they have harm. So in order to prove the harm, you have to have medical evidence. In a lot of these cases, the medical evidence comes from workers' compensation because the player has the ability to get examined, and they write a report from a workers' compensation doctor that says, yes, this was work-related. Then you can take that medical evidence into the concussion court and say, look, I have evidence that it was work-related. I played in the NFL. So what they want to do is stop all workers' compensation because now you won't be able to prove it's work-related. And if you went to your own doctor and said, oh, by the way, I got my own independent report that says it's work-related, they go, great, but you have no forum to fight it. They cut you out of California. They cut you out of Arizona. They cut you out of Florida. Pennsylvania, they tried in Louisiana, Michigan, Illinois. They're going state by state and kicking them off to exclude players from workers' compensation. So the grand plan is to stop all of this so you won't have a forum. So if you have no forum, you have no voice. If you have no voice, you're just stuck from where you came from, be it Michigan, Atlanta, Texas, or wherever you came from. We'll never hear from you again, and you have no forum. And that's the reason, Lamar.
Wow, I just got educated by Mel Owens in NBO law. I mean, that goes a lot deeper than I had thought. And I've pretty much been up on it as well, Mel. I've been reading up on it. Every article that we get from the NFLPA and every article that I see that comes through on my Google search, I read on it every day. And I had never put those pieces together. It's really like a chess game now between us and the NFL. And if that is going to U.S. Congress, and you gave me some good news a little earlier. I want to be able to, for you to say that we have about 2 minutes left, but I believe you told me earlier it was going to U.S. Congress based on some of the things that we found out today.
Every player should call their U.S. Congressperson and senator in their state and say, this is what's happening to me. I have a claim in California. What do you think I should do? Because if I can't get workers' compensation and get my benefits, I'm turning to Medicare or Social Security Disability. And as they know, you know, there's going to be over $2 billion per year shifted to the U.S. government if these claims are not addressed in the right form. Because you can get rid of the claim, but you're not going to get rid of the injury. And the injuries that are happening and all the misery and pain, they just go somewhere else. Either they go to group health, from like maybe you're on your wife's or you're at your business, or they go right to the government. Someone's going to pay, because if you need a hip, or you need dementia care, or you need in-house care, or diabetes care, or obesity or hypertension, it's going to be treated, but it depends on who's going to treat it, either the right people or the government.
Oh, wow, that is amazing. Man, we got about 30 seconds left. Please let all my listeners know where they can find you and contact you for more information on AAB 1309.
You can always contact me at my first initial M, last name Owens, at NBO Law. That's N Nancy, N as Nancy, B as in boy, O as in Oscar, law.com. M Owens at NBOlaw.com. And the office number is 949-452-0700. And I would suggest everybody who played the game or knows somebody, or even the audience who doesn't play the game, it's going to go back on them anyway. It goes back to the taxpayers and government. Call your congressperson and tell them about AB 1309. Tell them that's going to come back and hit on the U.S. taxpayers.
Mel, thank you so much. Always educated by Michigan man. Appreciate it, Mel. You're a friend to the show. I would love for you to come back and give us an update whenever you have some new things. I always feel like you're welcome here on
anytime,
Life After Game Radio.
Anytime, Lamar. Appreciate you reaching out. Let me talk to your audience. Really appreciate it. Anytime.
All right, Mel. You be safe out there in California. Keep fighting the good fight, man. I'm right here with you.
One more thing about the SEC. Not all the SEC guys can get into the Big Ten. You know, it's hard to get into that school.
This is true. We actually tape our ankles in the Big Ten. You know, we play real football.
Exactly.
All right, Lamar. Thanks, man. Be safe out there, buddy. I will be in touch. Thank Thanks you. Again.
Happy Memorial Day.
All right.
Bye.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Sports and medicine go hand in hand. Quite simply, if you aren't up to your game health-wise, you won't be up to your game on the field. That's where Bruce the Sports Doc comes in. Dr. Bruce Grossinger uses his medical training and experience to bring you a link between sports and medicine, from the latest advances and treatments to discussion behind the injuries of the week. Bruce the Sports Doc and his team of guest experts are here each week to lay it on the line in terms that you can understand. Tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Boxing, like networking, is a contact sport. The more contacts and connections you make, the greater your success. If you're a business owner, sales agent, or job seeker, it's all about the connection. If you want help in your corner, pick up a copy of Knockout Networking today by speaker and author Michael Goldberg. Michael's book will absolutely help you generate more prospects, more referrals, and more business, or more job leads, or even more social connections. Knockout Networking will help you feel more confident speaking with people you don't know. Determine who your target market is, the best way to introduce yourself at business meetings, how to deliver an elevator pitch, follow-up, and how to generate more leads. Social media isn't always the answer, but Knockout Networking is. Visit knockoutnetworking.com to pick up your copy of Michael Goldberg's book, Knockout Networking. Remember, nothing happens in business without a connection, so make the right connections. Visit knockoutnetworking.com today.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is Lomas Brown, former Detroit Lion and current NFL analyst, and this is my life after the game.
Tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
Really excited to have my next guest on, my main man, Teron Davenport from www.2010sports, doing some great things. Teron's had the opportunity to negotiate $664,000 purchase of laptops by Marion Barber to donate to Minnesota and Dallas school districts, which is incredible. And as director of marketing and client services, Teron has negotiated client purchases over $1 million for community and client outreach programs. He has secured sponsorships from a number of Fortune 500 companies for football camps, galas, and various foundations, which in turn has helped him build an extensive relationship with Sirius XM Radio, Fox Sports, Comcast Sports, ESPN, the NFL Network, and other local, regional, and national media across platforms. And it sounds like I need you on my team, Teron. Thanks for joining the show today.
Oh, man, thanks for having me, man. This is a pleasure.
Oh, honored to have you on. So tell me a little bit about what you have going on now in Philadelphia. Tell all the listeners about 2010 Sports.
Well, 2010 Sports is a company that we started. It's a sports marketing company. We also do foundation management, and we organize football camps for different players throughout the NFL.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So let us know some of the guys that you represent, some of the good things that they're doing in the community.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you mentioned Marion Barber. That's one of the guys we represent. And you mentioned the donation that he did to the Dallas School District and also to Minnesota. I mean, that was an incredible thing. And you know, the thing with him, when we went there and we did the donation, you always know when something is sincere or not. And when he was making that donation, the man had tears coming down his eyes. So that tells you right there, it was really from the heart. You know, so he's somebody that we've worked with. Deshaun Jackson is one of our premier clients.
He does a lot for pancreatic cancer and also for anti-bullying. There's a lot of things that he's done. Last year we did a community awareness day. It was a free health screening in North Philadelphia, and this is an area where typically people don't really have access to that type of medical care, to getting screened, right, or things like that. And as you know, early detection is the best detection. So right, it was really good to be able to provide that to the community. And then in turn, while they were getting screening, we had a free speed camp for them to drop their children off. So it was just something that really worked out hand in hand. Now, also, there's a gala that Deshaun does for pancreatic cancer, raise awareness for that. You know, last year, raised a lot of funds for that, and it's a great cause. And the anti-bullying, that's something that really is a problem in the schools, that it's a growing problem. And, you know, the things that are happening as far as, you know, these crazy shootings and just the crime that's going on, it can result from that. You know, a kid gets picked on, he goes, after, you know, it only takes so much. You know, so at a certain point he breaks, and then you have, you know, something crazy happening, a tragedy. So
right.
It's really good that Deshaun got involved with that. You know, there was a kid in the suburbs of Philadelphia that had a situation. It was on YouTube, and he was really bullied. Deshaun was on The View. He came home from the Pro Bowl in Hawaii and went on The View. And that was 2 years ago, and he still has a relationship with that child. So it was something that was again from the heart, and proof of that is that 2 years later, there's still a relationship, and he's still doing programs with them.
That's awesome. You just joined us on LATG Radio, Teron Davenport, Director of Marketing and Client Services of 2010 Sports. Now, quick question, Teron. I know I'm a Philadelphia guy as well, and I know how bullying can affect our community as well. And with Deshaun being such a big part of that, let me ask you, how much does that mean to the Philadelphia community? You're there every day. I'm here in Atlanta. What does that mean to the community? How is that helping impact the community as far as them being supporters of the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, it means a lot, actually, because during the assemblies and even the times when he's just talking at his camps and things like that, the way that you see kids, they are dialed in. You know, that all eyes are on Deshaun, and anything could be going on in the background, but they're focused on listening to what he's saying because of the figure that he's become in the Philadelphia sports media. He's a role model for a lot of these kids. So when they see a guy like this talking about that kind of thing not being acceptable, it does rub off on them. I don't have specific statistics because there's not really any true way to measure that, but it definitely is impactful.
Right. Teron Davenport, Director of Marketing and Client Service, 2010 Sports. What's next for 2010 Sports Management Group? You guys have great clients. You guys have great impact in the Philadelphia community. What is the end all be all? Where do you want to take 2010 Sports in the future?
Well, we just want to continue to represent athletes and help them really set a foundation for their post-career life. You know what I mean? We help guys establish relationships and connections to take advantage of their situation as far as their current situation, and allowing that to their what's the right word? Allowing their status as an NFL athlete to set them up for future endeavors.
Right, that's definitely a great thing, man. I mean, it was definitely needed. You know, I just came back from Bowling Green, had a great opportunity to speak to some of the guys up there at the sports journalism camp, and that was one of the main things. You know, guys really find that transition. I think that's the most important thing that companies like yourself can do, is help those guys find what their life would be like after football, before football is over. That way, they can make a smooth transition. Teron Davenport, 2010 Sports. Check him out on Twitter, guys, at TDavenport88. Make sure you check out their website. Teron, you want to go and give them that website?
Yeah, for sure. It's www.20, spelled out, the number 10, sports.com.
And they're Philly guys now, so all the Philly guys out there, stand up, man. I have my Ishka Bibble shirt on today, T-shirt on in the studio, so I'm rocking hard today.
No doubt. You know, it's more than just Philly. We're in New York, we're in Minnesota, and we're in D.C. as well. So, you know, it's all over.
Well, definitely, Teron, keep up the great work with all the things you're doing, man. I would love to have some of your clients on one day to talk about some of the great things they're doing, especially Marion Barmy. He's a Big Ten guy as well, so we'll love to get him on, man. You're always welcome here on Life After the Game.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. It was great being on with you.
Hey, man. Pleasure was all mine. Stay tuned with LATG Radio.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
It's more than a sports show. Tune in every Wednesday for End of the Bench with Tony Bowie. Tony knows and does it all. Whether it's sports, business, or politics, the discussion all comes into focus in one place. You'll hear from celebrities as well as everyday people, each bringing their own perspective to the discussion. This is a weekly forum that you don't want to miss. End of the Bench with Tony Bowie airs live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
You may not know all their names, but you certainly know what they did. They helped make this game into what it is today. Now we can do more to help them. The NFL Alumni Association is proud to assist our retired players to help make their lives better today and tomorrow. To learn more, please visit NFLalumni.org.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to LATG Radio. This is your host, Lamar Campbell, coming to you live, Connecticut School of Broadcast. And this segment is brought to you by School of the Legends. Visit them online, www.sotl.com, where you can connect with all the active and former NFL players, request them for camps, autographs, or training sessions. Again, www.sotl.com. Here with my main man, John St. New, and I just joked with him off the air. I know he got a lot of ladies back in his day with that name. From Tucson, Arizona, and the newly named CEO of ILC, that's Interscholastic Licensing Company. John, finally, I get you on the show. Thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Let me tell you, Lamar, it's truly an honor and a joy to be on the air with you and all your listeners. I'm extremely honored to be on with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not every day that you get the NCAA leader in scoring on a radio show. So you average 31.2 points a game. And let me ask you this, though. What was your shooting average when you averaged 31 points a game?
You know, what was incredible about that, man, is that, you know, the three-point line wasn't in yet. And so, you know, I learned real quick, you know, I wanted to shoot the basketball and I wanted to make baskets instead of just attempt shots. So, you know, I shot a very good percentage, you know, over 55%. So I was very lucky, very blessed to, as all of listeners, you know, you have to have a wonderful teacher. You have to have somebody who motivates you. You have to have somebody who pushes you. And I had that along my career path.
That's awesome, John. I mean, you have a plethora of basketball accolades, but just to piggyback off something that of great teachers and great coaches, I have to get your opinion. As we know, Coach K is coming back to coach USA basketball in the next Olympics. Now, that's something that I know I was very comfortable with, and I don't know if that's the right word to feel comfortable with all the talent that's out there in the world, but when you know you have Coach K on the bench coaching some of these superstars, you have to feel somewhat comfortable that Coach K is going to get the job done.
Well, you know what it was is that from USA basketball standpoint, you know, once USA had lost one of the world championships to Argentina back here in Indianapolis, you know, the landscape changed. And no longer was it viewed like America was really strong in basketball. Then it happened again with having, you know, Spain win. Well, all that kind of changed. You know, Colangelo got very serious. USA basketball got very dedicated. And it took Coach K to go in and prove that he could get that thing done and stay consistent. And you know as well as I do, man, to get that NBA guy to commit after an 82-game season, Mm-hmm. He needs to have some sort of a comfort level, and he needs to know that what he can rely on. And he right. can rely on knowing Coach K is going to push him, but he's also going to respect all the other off the court things that the men have to do. And, right. And with that, I think that's why the tremendous rise in USA basketball has come around.
Right. Just joining in, John Sainu of ILC. And one of the most important things, I think Coach K has it down to a science. You know, he doesn't have to coach against these guys in the NBA. So there's no resentment. There's nobody that he traded for, maybe traded their best friend away. And I think he goes in as a professional, says, listen, you guys, he wants these guys to commit. These guys know that he's not going to beat their body up. He knows that their livelihood is in the NBA. And one thing that I know the players respect is his resume as being a winner. And I believe, if I'm correct, 62-1 in international play, really can't beat that.
No. And, you know, it is more than just putting best talent out on the floor. It is right. a chemistry game. No matter what level, no matter what sport, it is still going to be about the chemistry. We can put all the all-stars together, but you're right. There are no resentments in that regard. He is simply doing his job and representing USA at the highest level by putting the guys together. And he does respect all their off-the-court issues. He is a true professional in that regard. And, he's dedicated to his craft. He will completely right. do things to put their egos in check during the time that they needed to be there. And that speaks volumes, because you know as well as I do, I mean, some of the superstars that he has to acquire, if he wasn't there, I'm pretty sure Jared Colangelo was probably thinking that maybe some of the superstars weren't going to recommit and they'd fall back down again. So I'm pleased that he decided to come back.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think he looks at all this young talent in the NBA as well, too, and says, you know, I may get a couple of new players. I may get a Steph Curry. I may get a Paul George. These are guys that he can definitely win with, and that has to be exciting for a basketball coach of his caliber. John Sainu, if you just joined me from ILC, and just piggyback, I had Teron Davenport on from 2010 Sports, Representative of Marion Barber and Deshaun Jackson on a little earlier. And one of the things he mentioned to me is that this company is really focusing on transition now. What our listeners don't know is I had a chance to meet John at the Super Bowl this year at a great event by Troop 21. And he introduced me to his company, which is all around amazing. It helps you get your brand out there and owning your brand. Tell us a little bit about ILC and how can it help our former athletes out.
Well, no matter what, you know, as I stated to all the football players in the room in New Orleans for the Super Bowl, you know, it was a closed-door session, and I talked to you all like a coach. And it truly is about branding. You understand that in the NFL, you know, there's 17 paychecks you get, and you know, you're holding on. You're wondering what's next. The opportunity to take care of that short window period as an athlete, you know, has to be maximized. And endorsement deals are not all abound. And so what we've created is an opportunity for anyone, no matter what sport, no matter what team, no matter what organization, all the way down to like a little league, down to the athlete that's just on the phone right now. It's the opportunity for them to brand themselves, come up with, create their own logo, and we will brand it. We will put it on Reebok products, and we'll put it on Augusta and Holloway, and include shoes. But everything from head to toe is covered. Socks, shoes, hats, bags, sweatsuits, you name it, with your own logo on there, and it's available to anyone in the world. Now, you know, the most unique part about it is that we share revenue. So if there's an athlete that's listening, you know, 50% of the gross profit off of everything that is sold off of their own web store that we create, I'm giving it back to them in cash. Now, it doesn't take a whole lot to do. You know, there is no exclusivity. You know, we have some guys that wear Nike at the top levels, but they aren't able to do the same things that they can because their brand cannot be put on that, on Nike. And with us, it can. We license it. And therefore, you know, when a player becomes successful or a team becomes successful and somebody decides to take that logo and that image and copy it and sell it in a Walmart, you know, that player is entitled to 13% royalty. And mm-hmm. that's where we kind of come in, because it is a licensed product. Therefore, it can be placed anywhere, and their Walmart would have to take it off their racks or give them back their 13% royalty. So it has exploded, because the time has come now where, you know, everyone decides they want to have their own line of apparel. You know, they want to, but how? You know, they have to decide, you know, well, what kind of t-shirts do we buy? And then what colors? What size?
Right.
And then where are they going to house it? They're going to keep it in their closet, and then who's going to ship it? We've done all that for you and more. And so you have everything. You know, you have some NFL players use it just like their own personal closet.
Right.
Others use it for their camp ideas. And 200 kids, and they want football jerseys. I mean, because we are supplying everything from head to toe, including equipment. And that's helmets and cleats and in the football world, you know, and uniforms and baseball with bats and gloves and you name it. It's all there. And anyone who has access to the internet simply clicks, points what they want, chooses the color, chooses the quantity, and shipping address, mailing address, and UPS has it out to them in a couple days.
Oh, man, that is awesome. I mean, I know a lot of Heisman winners that would love to own their brand. Unfortunately, the NCAA owns the brand. But, you know, I can go on about the NCAA all day long. But let me get a quick question, John. We have about 3 minutes left. You're out there in Los Angeles, and I had this conversation with a couple of my buddies. When you walk into the Staples Center and you see Magic Johnson and you see Cooper and you see all these retired jerseys up in those rafters, you have to want it. My opinion, Dwight Howard doesn't want it when he walks in the Staples Center. I have to ask you your opinion on that.
You know, I'm a former professional basketball coach, and mm-hmm. in my world, you know, in college it's all about potential. You know, no matter what level you were, the next year, you know, coaches talked about potential. But at the professional level, it is a performance only.
Right.
I don't care what you did last night. I don't care what problems. I don't care if you slept at all. It is performance-based today. And players either get better or they get worse. They don't stay the same from day to day. But the work ethic is what separates guys. The determination. Whenever, no matter what arena you're talking about, no matter what sport you're talking about, the great ones have always been a committed bunch of group. They have a laser-like type of focus. They are mm-hmm. persistent about it. They know why they wake up. They have a purpose of what they're going to do, and they have passion. And one of the things that's disturbing to me about Dwight is that I don't see that. I see comedy in the locker room, and I see antics that are okay if you are winning, because you and I both know inside that locker room you need it to be free. However, you know, when times are tough, you know, you want to see, is that the first guy in? You know, one of the stories that's there that's part of Laker legend is when you walk into the training facility, they have six baskets. One of the baskets, though, is only reserved for Kobe Bryant and Kobe alone. And it's that way for a reason, because no one is doing what he does. No one is at the work ethic that he is at. And it's an unwritten rule when you're a Laker that, you know, he can go to your basket and share and hang out and do things, but for you to go to his is a new animal, because he's up at 4 a.m. You know, the legendary guys are like this. They're so competitive and so focused on what they're doing. And that's where I'm thinking where, you know, the big fella just doesn't seem that way to me from this outside. And therefore, you know, the pressure that he receives is
justified.
You know,
and I hate to cut you off, John. We're going on commercial, but I definitely want to give you a chance to give everyone your website. Man, that was a great story. I definitely have to have you on again while these playoffs are going on. We get into the final series. But real quick, let's give everyone your website where they can reach you.
Absolutely. You can go to ilcnetworks.com. So it's ilcnetworks.com.
Awesome. John St. Nuke, thanks for joining LATG Radio. You're always a guest, and I promise to have you on during the NBA Finals. That was a great story. I would love to get some more of it.
Mr. Campbell, it's been truly my honor, and thank you, everybody, for having me on. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, John. Life after the game. This week, my cup of soup. Why am I dancing to defeat Alzheimer's disease? The more things you do, the more you can do. Since retirement from the NFL, this statement that I learned in the locker room and have since taken as a constant reminder to always be prepared for new opportunities and possibilities to expand myself as a person. This was never more true than within the last year, having the opportunity to speak and work with Dr. Sanjay Gupta from CNN on the study and impact of concussions and our brethren on the gridiron. MCI, or mild cognitive impairment, is a form of dementia derived from CTE that can lead directly to Alzheimer's disease. As NFL players, we have a 4 times greater likelihood of dying from Alzheimer's disease than people in the general public. Researchers at Boston University have released a study examining the prevalence of chronic traumatic encephalopathy in football players. CTE is a progressive degenerative brain disease found in athletes who have experienced repeated trauma to the head. Its effects can include memory loss, confusion, impaired judgment, impulse control problems, aggression, depression, and eventually progressive dementia. Two of our fallen brothers, Andre Waters, who became a mentor to me as we met in Detroit while he was part of a coaching internship program, as well as Dave Dorson, a great Chicago Bear, was a great inspiration to me and was a colleague here as I started my Voice America show on Voice America Sports. As we all know, we have tragically lost them both. As we are in the whirlwind of continuing to fight for our players and our rights, opportunities present themselves that cannot be passed up. That is why I'm honored to be participating as one of the star dancers in this year's Dancing with the Stars of Atlanta, and I hope that you will join me in a fight against Alzheimer's. Now in its 4th year, Dancing Stars of Atlanta is one of the top fundraising events for the Alzheimer's Association. And as you would imagine, it is based on a popular ABC network show as well. The event features 12 local Atlantans paired with a professional dancer who will perform and also fundraise on his magical evening. While this event has proven to be an entertaining and memorable evening, the mission it supports is most significant. Funds raised from Dancing Stars of Atlanta support the many programs and services provided for individuals with Alzheimer's disease. How can you help? My personal fundraising goal is to raise $10,000 for the Alzheimer's Association Georgia chapter. To learn more about the event, please visit www.dancingstarsofatlanta.com or feel free to donate and sponsor me at www.dancingstarsofatlanta.com/Lamar Campbell. One team, one player, one goal.
Thanks again for joining Lamar Campbell for Life After the Game. Be sure to listen to our program every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. May the coming week be one of greatness in your life.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.